Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for waking up with me this early Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. As you know, she's going to be right here in 30 minutes here after the Michael Van Tool Show. We're here every Sunday at 9 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, and Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, Livinoy's Dental Care, Keep Your Smile Bright, and Sharp Insurance Agency and owner agent Rosemary Moore. The Sunday morning team is here, or at least part of the Sunday morning team. Henrietta Ivy is on the line. We're just hoping that we can patch her through at some point soon. But Kimberly Batchelor Davis is here. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Great. And I know that Christy Lasker Andrews is taking a vacation day today. I just communicated with her a few minutes ago, but we are ready to go. We've got some important information to share with you, too, about in the news over the past few hours. This morning, Henrietta just let me know that she was listening to our companion broadcast this morning on Praise Network, and Regina and I had a really exciting guest, very lively, Erica Tiffany. She's a sales manager at Nissan dealership in Atlanta, but she had so much good advice for women and business owners and about your dreams and your life. That was really exciting. I hope I could, I'm going to see if I can try to probably replay that program one of these days, but it was a great, great program this morning. All right, well, we've got news and weather coming up, and let's get right to it because Missionary Humphrey's going to be here in 30 minutes, and we want to keep it moving. So we'll have news and weather right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining us. We've got some important news stories this morning. The current summer rainstorms have brought havoc to Metro Detroit homes, businesses, streets, and freeways. More rain is expected today and over the next few days. The wet, humid weather remains in the forecast for much of this week. Intersections and underpasses have been flooded, not just streets like Telegraph Road and Michigan Avenue in Dearborn, and freeways like I-75 Southfield and I-94, which appears to have been hit hardest. Entire school football fields have been flooded, including many Detroit neighborhood streets and basements. The ground is already saturated with water, and any more water has nowhere to go. The state of Michigan will offer help if you go to mi211.org, and the city of Detroit will offer help filing damage claims if you call 313-267-8000. The current flood warning expires at 8:48 p.m. tonight. Areas in northern Michigan have also been hit hard by heavy winds and possible tornadoes. Some family members are frustrated as public officials urge patience during the slow, painstaking rescue efforts at a South Florida residential tower that collapsed, and 159 remain unaccounted for. Some are asking officials to do more and faster. Imagine if your children were in there, a mother told state and local officials as they met with families of the missing residents. As others continue to hold out hope, a number of families are beginning to accept the reality that since last Thursday's collapse amidst bad weather and smoldering fires under the rubble, that their friends and family are lost forever. Many are praying for a miracle, and first responders say that could be possible, yet other family members told CNN they are thankful for the search and rescue efforts, but are antsy and trying to hang in there and be strong despite the lack of updates and positive news. Officially, 5 people have been declared dead with 159 missing. All right, Kimberly, I think maybe it's time for some different kind of news there.
But
I could not ignore those two news stories because they are very, very important this morning.
They are very important, and I just want to send prayers and love out to all Metro Detroiters and anyone who is struggling with flooding, because I talked with several friends yesterday who were dealing with flooded basements, and it is not a fun thing to have to deal with. And to the families of those that are suffering in Florida, we send our thoughts and our prayers and our love to them as well. That has to be a very difficult situation to have to deal with in trying to figure out what happened to your loved one and not knowing. But I do have a feel-good story, and it's called Pet Owners Say Taking Care of Their Furry Friend Encourages Taking Better Care of Themselves. Nearly 7 in 10 Americans admit they take better care of their pet than they do of themselves, according to a new poll. The survey of 2,000 American pet parents revealed 67% prioritized their pet over themselves, but results revealed it's a reciprocal relationship. 8 in 10 respondents said taking care of their pet actively encourages them to take better care of themselves. In what ways do Americans' pets help respondents with their own health? Respondents said the biggest benefit their pet provides is reducing their stress, depression, and or anxiety by 72%. In addition to that, respondents said their pet helps them to exercise by 62%, by taking their pets for walks, playing in their house, and so on, and their pet helps them to be more cautious of the food they eat by 44%. Conducted by one poll on behalf of Stella and Chewy's, a natural pet food brand, the survey looked at all the things our pets do for us and the relationship between people and our four-legged friends. Results found 61% would be willing to pass up on date nights or vacations if their pets aren't by their side. and it's due to the unbreakable bond between humans and their pets. Two-thirds, which is about 65%, admitted being closer to their pet than their immediate family members, and a dog really is a man's best friend, at least according to 76% of respondents. Because of this, pet parents aren't shy about showing their appreciation for their pets. In fact, results revealed 94% make a concerted effort to show their furry friend appreciation on a regular basis, and 26% do so by celebrating them on pet-themed holidays, such as Pet Appreciation Week, which is the week of June 6th, or National Dog Day, which will be celebrated this year on August 26th. Some of the common ways that they are playing with them every day, which is 62%, feeding them food they are excited to eat, which is 57%, and letting their pet sleep in bed with them, which is 48%. Additionally, when it comes to showing our pets how much we appreciate them, many respondents use food as a means to do so. 56% show their parents they love them by feeding them healthy, nutritious food, while more than half respondents, 54%, admit they always keep their pet's favorite treats on hand, and nearly three-quarters, which is 73% of pet owners, make an effort to buy natural food for their pet whenever possible. Most Americans, which is about 84%, also look to their pet for support, love, and companionship, and are thankful for their pet for helping them through some of the most difficult times of their life, which is 83%. The results of this survey further emphasize what we already know to be true. Our pets are family, says Stella and Chewy CEO Mark Hill. The bond we share with them is strong, and our pets provide us with so much joy, love, and emotional support on a daily basis. It is imperative that we reciprocate that love by showing them how much they mean to us as well.
That is great. I think over the years, I mean, now I think more and more people are taking pets very seriously, but I think, and they're treating their pets like kids now. I mean, that's a big thing. But I think we've always underestimated how important a pet is. I think, and this is just me, I think that in a lot of cases, a lot of family situations would be better. A lot of marriages would be better. A lot of children's, their relationships would be better if they had a pet. I think it's so simple. It's so simple. That's great. That's a great story. We're still trying to patch through the rest of our Sunday morning team, and we're still trying to get Henrietta online here. I see her. I see her electronically on my screen, and so we're doing our best. All right. The next thing is we've got to what is going on with this weather, Kim? This is
goodness.
You know, yesterday it was so thick and heavy, humidity and the heat.
Yes.
And it was like it was ripe for something to happen, and then nothing happened. What's going on?
You know what? That's a great question. I know a lot of people that I spoke to yesterday who were dealing with flooded basements. Some of them were without power. And so it is very uncomfortable because it is muggy. But today is supposed to be mostly cloudy to partly sunny with afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. It will be warm and continue to be muggy with highs in the low to middle 80s. And there is still a marginal risk of strong to severe storms again. So our high today will be 86 with scattered thunderstorms, especially this evening with a low of 71. Tomorrow we'll have scattered showers and T-storms. At 87 will be our high. Our low will be 70. On Tuesday, again, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 85, a low of 69. On Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82 degrees and 67 will be our low. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 81, a low of 63. On Friday, scattered showers, especially in the evening, will have a high of 76 and a low of 62. And on Saturday, another chance of showers, a high of 78 and a low of 62. From what I can see, it doesn't look like until the following week, a week from this coming Monday, which is tomorrow, we'll see our first day without rain, guys.
How many days before that?
An entire week. It looks like eight days of scattered showers and possible thunderstorms. We're in a cycle, and so we've got to check on each other, you know, take care of each other as much as we can, because some people have relatives that won't have power, and those relatives, especially if you have health conditions, it's important that we check on each other, because the weather is still going to be quite warm, and to not have access to air conditioning or a fan or anything because you don't have electricity, that's going to be a difficult thing to deal with this week.
Great. All right. Let's go to Henrietta. Good morning, Henrietta. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Detroit. I don't know what was going on with the online audio, but it kept patching me in, and I was saying good morning, good morning. I can hear all of you, but I don't think you guys were able to hear me. But
nope,
I heard you guys clearly.
Oh,
so
great.
I said, you know what, I'm going to give it a few more minutes, and then I'm just going to log off, and I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way and just call in.
Well, great. I'm glad you're here. And I saw you trying to get in, and then I was going to suggest use our chat feature. And, you know, I just encourage those of you who are online now, if you want to chat with us, just go to the chat feature in the middle of the screen at the top and click on chat, and then you can we'll communicate with you as we talk. But, okay, Henrietta, it's right to you now. What's going on?
Well, you know, I am singing joy this morning. You know, I am an advocate of Fight for 15. I'm all about increasing the minimum wage to a livable wage of $15 and benefits and union and all these wonderful things. And so I see that Northwest Airlines is boosting its minimum wage to $15 an hour. And they're giving raises to more than 7,000 employees in an effort to build up staffing as travel picks up. And so what they're going to do, Southwest Airlines is hiking up its minimum wages to $15 an hour as travel inches back towards pre-pandemic levels. Southwest continually works with and attract and retain the best candidates for open positions. Now, again, you know, with that kind of money, most companies want you to have some type of qualification. You just can't walk up off the street and say, hey, I want to make this money. I mean, you just have to come and prove that you're worthy to make this money, which I agree with some of the guidelines in increasing this minimum wage. A company spokesman said in a statement to Insider, as part of this ongoing effort, Southwest is increasing minimum pay rates so that all hourly employees will make at least $15 an hour, which would be more than 7,000 current employees who will see a bigger paycheck as a result of the wage hike. So I am happy to announce that it's moving forward, and we still have a lot of work to do in getting the federal level of the minimum wage to the $15 an hour, as it definitely speaks volumes to the naysayers saying that $15 an hour is going to cause setbacks, is going to cause losses in job and hourly wages, is going to cause big companies and businesses to lose money, and they're going to go bankrupt. And all of that naysayer information out there about increasing the wage definitely proves that it's false, because when you got someone like Southwest Airlines doing that, they see that there is a need to do it. You get more employees when you pay them well. That's what I'm trying to get legislators to understand. If you pay people less, you're going to get frustrated, stressed out, burnt out, angry people. And at some point, those people are going to drop off and do something else, or they're going to commit some type of a crime because of the stress and the lack of money that they're carrying home in their paycheck. What people don't understand is when you talk about better pay, you talk about better work, you talk about more productivity, you talk about all the good things that can happen when a person can feed their families and pay their bills and take a trip or buy something nice for themselves. You find happiness in that. So I'm glad to hear that Southwest is, you know, standing firm, because they're one of the people that stood with Fight for 15, and I am happy to announce that they are now moving towards the direction of paying their employees $15 an hour. So good luck, and thank you, Southwest Airlines, for hearing our cries.
Great, great. That's good news. And Henrietta, you work hard at as an advocate for people more than some of these elected officials. You know, you're not even an elected mm-hmm. official yet.
And
right.
Exactly.
And you're out here. You're staying engaged. You know what's going on. You're taking action. You're getting involved. And this is the type of person that we need. Fighters like you in office. I'm telling you, I'm just ready for you to run already, right
well,
now.
Thank you, Michael. It's coming.
Yeah,
it's
for
coming.
Sure. Yep. All right. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in 10 minutes. I just want to thank a few people real quickly here. Of course, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home support for the elderly, ill, and disabled. You can reach them at 248-262-7111. And, of course, Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Have you guys been seeing his commercials? Oh, my God.
Yes.
He is just flooding.
I love it.
Yes. He is just flooding the airwaves with commercials
mm-hmm.
now. And it's so refreshing. And every time it comes on, it's like, I know him. You know, it's
uh-huh.
like, you know,
it's
like you can really.
I was doing a client. I was at a client's house, Muslim Home Care. And I was standing there, you know, making her lunch. And I'm looking like, that's Johnny Hawkins. I know him. And she was like, you do? I'm like, yes.
Our sponsor. His voice, that's the thing, because I could be like eating or working and reading something and hear the voice. And I'm like, then I
mm-hmm.
look up at the TV and that's him, because I'm like, I know
Johnny
that voice.
Hawkins.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's good
that's
to see.
Amazing.
You know, I read something he said. He's like, he didn't want to be just attorney. Mm-hmm. But
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, you got to. Basically, I'm saying he's just joined the fight. Just jump in there and go toe-to-toe with him. And and he did. And
he did.
I'm glad it looked great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he did. I tell you. Yep. And he's got a few different versions, too. And they're very good.
Yep.
Very good quality. He's there.
Yep.
I tell you.
I love it.
And I'm glad that Johnny Hawkins is our main sponsor here on the show. Yes, and if you want to reach the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, his number is 248-567-9990, 248-567-9990, because he will fight for you. And let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
he is. I know that what happened and his impact in the courtroom. And
mm-hmm.
He is very effective. Let me tell you this.
He is
not afraid to challenge those big institutions when they do make mistakes and cause
mm-hmm.
Havoc and destruction on families. He is
mm-hmm.
a true
he
warrior.
He will definitely
boy.
Stand toe-to-toe, for sure.
He is. He will definitely
yep.
fight for you.
And I hope
yep.
he's listening this morning, because he does listen occasionally to the program whenever he gets a chance.
Yes.
If you have a computer, if you need computer repairs, Optimal IT Solutions is my go-to company. They can fix your desktop, laptop, and your tablets. Call 248-796-2429, Optimal IT Solutions. And if you would like your company to be associated or connected with the Michael Van Tool Show or Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, call me at 248-516-8300, and we'll get your company to join the list of companies that support Missionary Humphrey and I on the radio Sunday mornings. Livinoise Dental Care, keep your smile bright. That number is 313-340-9709, Livinoise Dental Care. All right. And, you know, just, I know we see, look, this half hour is almost gone already. Christy Laster, she's taking some time off. You know, she's been working hard with her dad's, birthday and now his retirement. And she almost was like apologizing and stuff for not being able to jump on the call this morning. And I was like, man, you know, you got to people have priorities. Okay, we're gonna be here. Okay, but
right.
if you've got stuff to do, your family and your personal life, that's mm-hmm. what matters and that's what counts. So
mm-hmm.
she does not have to apologize for missing the show. She was so upset about missing the show this morning, but I know what she's working on, and she's working on her family celebrations, and she's working on her dad's retirement and birthday. So that's a lot, and family. That's a lot to handle with. So we're with you, Christy, and I hope you're getting the chance to listen to us this morning as you go about your morning activities. And then she's got to do service this morning too. So she doesn't have to apologize for anything at all. All right. Henrietta, we were talking about the companion show this morning with the young lady, Erica Tiffany, the Nissan sales manager in Atlanta. Wasn't that a great, energetic, perky show?
Oh, my gosh. Very nice.
I told you, I was honest. I would buy tickets to listen to her at a conference.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds great, and she inspired me.
Yeah, she definitely did that for me
during that conversation. Yes, that was
what
great.
I liked about
all right.
it was the fact that she talked about the black woman empowerment, black business women empowerment, whatever field of work that you do, it didn't matter. I mean, I know she's coming from the automotive end, but at the end of the day, when she talked about the Black Women Network networking organization, I was like, okay, I think I was invited to that, but I don't know if it's the same one, but I've been
mm-hmm.
getting some emails from organizations with black women empowerment, black business women owners, black business, black women in radio media or any form of radio media, poetry. It was just a whole network of black women empowerment. And so when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's inspiring, because as y'all know, that I got my first contract as a home care agency division. And I'm going to tell you now, it is a wonderful feeling when people use your business and you finally, all the work that you put into building it getting it off the ground.
When was this?
I got I signed the contract yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Kim, she just casually mentions it, you know, and I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. This is big. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Let me say this, and I say this, I know we got to get Mother is coming on very soon. I say
yep.
this to empower
yep.
black women to whatever it is that you're dreaming to do, just stay at it, because it's been a year. My business has been up and running for a year. I have some small temporary contracts that will come in, so I do short-term care. But this one here is a pretty good, significant time, and hopefully we'll be able to stay with this family due to the fact that the person is an older person. But at the end of the day, we want to give quality care. And I was speaking with some context that you gave me, Michael, in regards to Claire, and I was hearing some of the horror stories. And this is what I want to put out there for the world to understand. When we talk about home care and we get people who come into people's families' homes and they're doing all this destructive stuff in the name of home care, I'm here to tell the world that is not home care. That is not how we represent ourselves. That is not the kind of care we give. So when they piece in someone coming in eating your family's food and not dressing your family and talking back and smoking and drinking and on the job, that is not home care. So I'm a proud home care worker, professional, and specialist myself. So I know that's not what we do. So I love to uplift this workforce, because this we are truly, truly, truly about making sure that families get quality care. And we're truly, truly about making sure that the person who needs us to help them and assist them, that's what home care is. You assist the people that need the assistance. So I want to put it out there.
And that's why you're an advocate, and that's why you stand up, and you always have, and for sure. All right. Thanks, Henrietta. We'll be right back. Missionary Humphrey's on the line. We'll be right back after these messages.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together, we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the queen of car loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace.
This is it was amazing, and simply amazing. With Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman & Walker, and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. And now, a lady who's a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials, a resource to candidates running for public office, and her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael, to the radio audience. Let me say this. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Good morning to the staff. It's so good to be with you all this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Missionary. Good to hear your voice. And the Sunday morning team is here. Christy Laster is busy this morning. She apologized for not being able to jump on the line this morning. But we know, Missionary, she's working with her dad's birthday. She's working with his retirement. And she's very busy, and I know we are going to be headed over there one of these days, too, to support Bishop Laster. So
it's the
we
third
know
Sunday.
That, okay, great, because we know that she's working very hard with all of these preparations. So Christy, we are thinking of you this morning. Henrietta Ivey is here, our political analyst and home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing and beautiful Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, beautiful people of Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, speaker, podcaster, author. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team. And good morning, Missionary. It is so wonderful to hear your voice.
And Missionary, we had a chance, Missionary and I, to have breakfast this week. It really makes a difference now because, you know, everything is done so remotely, and we used to meet more often. So it's great now when we're able to meet now that, you know, with all the calling in and going online and all that kind of stuff. So Missionary, how are you this morning?
Well, Michael, I'm fine, and I thank the Lord for everything, but there was a disaster on our streets and things. The water is in the basement and crossed over in here, but it's going to be all right. All is well, and I'm preparing myself for church. Thank God for the radio team. Thank God for all of my staff there with me. You know, God is still in control of everything, and I am so blessed to have you all with me and to talk to the radio families, and they listen to us in St. Louis and especially in Ohio and all around the country, and that's kind of nice, and I'm
yes.
just grateful to God.
Yes, and Missionary, when we first came on at 9 this morning, we went right to the weather because that has really been an issue, And Kimberly, yeah. I'm going to ask Kimberly to give us another update in a second. But, you know, there I was out yesterday driving down Telegraph, and we all had to turn around and find another way to get under Michigan Avenue. It was completely flooded. I got a chance to look, and it looked like a lake. Some schools in Dearborn, the fields are underwater. The football and soccer fields are underwater. I think I-94 is the worst. People, their cars were completely submerged in under the water. So the ground is already saturated. There's some more storms headed this way this evening. What's the outlook, Kim?
So we are looking at nothing but rain for the next 8 days. The sun was out this morning briefly. It is muggy. It's 80 degrees currently right now. We're going to have a high today of 86 with scattered thunderstorms, especially this evening. So please be prepared. They're saying that we still are under a marginal risk for storms, and that Sunday night storm should fade away after midnight, and it'll be warm tonight with overnight lows near 70 degrees. Stay safe. Remember to keep kids and pets away from empty vehicles because of the heat, and turn around, down, drown by stopping and finding an alternate route when arriving at high standing water. So just like you said, Michael, you have to turn around when you see water. Be careful, because some of these places that have flooded, you don't really know how deep they are. But we're expecting rain all the way until next Saturday. So tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 87. On Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 85. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 82. Thursday, shower and thunderstorms likely with a high of 81. And on Friday, scattered showers, especially in the evening, with a high of 76, a low of 62. And on Saturday, another chance of showers with a high of 78.
That all sounded the same, Kimberly.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to put in a little bit of difference, but there wasn't any.
Well, we hope that, like yesterday, it did not rain during the day, and they did not expect that to happen. So hopefully, you know, because God is the one that is in control of all of this, and,
that's right.
And it could end up changing too.
That's right.
You know, there are a couple of some important contact numbers. The state of Michigan is offering help. If you go online to mi211.org, you can get help. And the city of Detroit is helping city residents to file damage claims for losses from the flooding. If you call 313-267-8000. 313-267-8000, and you can file a claim for damages if you had damage to your property due to the flooding. So that's really important. 313-267-8000. All right, we've got some callers on the line, and I'm going to try to get to them in a minute here. I did want to thank Attorney Cliff Paschal. Missionary, I finally got a chance to sit down and talk to Attorney Cliff Paschal this week, and we're going to try to get him on. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a long time.
Yes, to our friend, and he's like the longest supporter to the program.
Almost 25 years, long time.
That's a long time, and he's still with you, and we had such an engaging conversation, and I'm going to definitely try to get him on as our special guest one of these Sunday mornings here on blogtalkradio.com. Paschal Tashman and Walker, it's about leadership, loyalty, and longevity. And you know, that's true. That's how he's treated Missionary all these years, through leadership, loyalty, and longevity. Attorney Cliff Paschal, and you know, they're experts at professional negligence, malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, and civil rights. So that's the attorney of record for Community Highlights and Missionary Humphrey Excellence in Legal Representation, Attorney Cliff Pascal. His number is 248-353-7750, 248-353-7750. And, of course, as you know, we've got three members of the board of Franklin right here, Missionary
right.
And I and Kim B. Davis. You know, Franklin Wright Settlements has been around for over 140 years, and Franklin Wright has benefited from the services of thousands of volunteers who have helped hundreds of thousands of people in need in Metro Detroit, and we value the hard work and dedication of all the donors, the volunteers, the staff, the board of trustees. Their unique and individual donations have made a huge difference in the lives of so many. What a great organization, Franklin Wright Settlements. And if you would like to contribute and donate to the organization, or if you need help from Franklin Wright, there's one number to call, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. And, of course, it's led by President and CEO Monique Marks, Franklin Wright Settlements. I'm just, you know, there's some organizations that I'm proud to be associated with in my life, places like the Salvation Army, James Tatum Foundation for the Arts, and, of course, Franklin Wright Settlements. I tell you, there's none better, Franklin Wright Settlements.
None better. That's right.
They do amazing work.
And, you know, Missionary is the dean of the board. I'm vice president, and Kimberly is our board secretary. And I'm just so honored to be a part of Franklin Wright and to be associated with people like Kim Davis and Missionary Humphrey. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, guys.
And we thank you too, Michael. We thank you too, Michael.
Thank you, Missionary. Thank you. All right.
It's a team effort.
Yes, it is. All right. Let's try to go to our live line. Let me open up our lines. Let's talk to Detroit. Good morning, Mr. Burkhart. How are you, sir? Our team member, Sunday morning team member at large. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to talk to everybody again. It's been a while. Listening to Kimberly and the weather forecast, it's just amazing all the rain we're getting. And I pray for everybody that has, you know, wet basements or cars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult. It was interesting. I'm driving down, you know, and you think about what Michigan has, and then there's other parts of the country that they're having drought. And, you know, they have big storms and everything. So we're fortunate, but I was interesting as I was driving down the road on Friday. It's pouring rain. My wipers are going like crazy. And I pull up behind a truck, and on the back of this truck is Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Mm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So when we can't understand why we're getting all this rain, as we said, God is with us every day, and mm-hmm. he's got a plan for us, and we just mm-hmm. have to stay with him.
That is beautiful.
That is beautiful.
You know, thank you, honey. That's good.
Let me just say this. Greg, you know, I thought you were going to come here and talk about, you know, some voting rights stuff or something about Donald Trump speaking last night. And you came out here with a scripture this morning. I tell you, you know, you got it covered.
That's the way we are. That's me.
You're versatile, yeah, sir. Mr. Burkhart.
God reaches us in mysterious ways.
That's so beautiful. What was that scripture again? Because we have to pay attention because God speaks to us in many ways, and when somebody says something like this, we have to listen. What was that scripture again, Craig?
It was Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. And I don't even know the truck. I think it was a heating and cooling truck. You know, it's just ironic that I pulled up in pouring rain, and this truck was right in front of me. So I took a picture of it.
But it worked, didn't it? It worked. Yes. Great. Well, thank you for
sharing. We don't understand everything.
Well, thank you for sharing with us this morning, Greg. We really appreciate it.
Thanks
for those inspiring words this morning. And we hope that touched somebody's heart. But thank you for sharing that with us.
And I do, when you're introducing Missionary Humphrey, boy, I miss those birthday parties when we can all get together. And
I tell you. Yeah, we look back on those days now, and it's like we took it for granted. We just automatically assumed that, you know, we'll have the banquet no matter what. And then COVID struck. Yes, but Missionary brings so many people together. I don't know of anybody else in this town that can bring all of these different faiths together, these denominations, these different organizations, the different, all the judges that come together. I've never, Greg, I've never seen this many judges in one place except for in court.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Well, the secret, the common denominator is faith. As you said, all these different faiths together. Everybody has faith.
Yes. Go ahead.
And I plan to bring them back together one more time before I go to heaven somehow. Okay?
Amen.
Well, Missionary, you're the only one that can really do it. I've had people call me and ask me, how do you get the judges? How can you let me know how I can get judges to come to my event and all that. It just doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Missionary builds relationships and friendships with people. And for years, decades, in many cases, in most cases, it's over decades that she's known people. So when Missionary, and then she's helped them and they've helped her. It's a real relationship, Greg. And when somebody calls me and says that, they just don't get it. You cannot pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, can you show up at my event tomorrow or next Sunday? That things don't operate like that. People have to know who you are. They have to trust you. They have to be friends with you. And they've got to, they've got to trust that your event is not going to make them look bad either. You know, they don't want to get there and then end up being embarrassed. Something is said that was improper, improper photos taken, got the wrong people there. You know, they are very, very careful about where they go, and they know that Missionary is a trusted friend. So that's the answer. You can't just call it. Yes, it's a friendship that's built over time. So, Greg, thank you. We're gonna read that trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I always look for the lesson. God just drops those lessons in with us in the mornings. I can only prepare so much. Like Missionary, you've always said everything can't be scripted out. You can't read everything. And sometimes God has to lead it. What were we saying?
I just wanted to say for the 37th chapter of Psalms, trust in the Lord and do good so that they shall dwell in the land forever. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the design of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's where we got to go back. Yeah, a lot of you that listen today that hadn't read your Bible, hadn't had talked to the Lord in a long time, I advise you to just, if you don't know nothing to say, but the Lord is my shepherd. Matter of fact, Christ is always with you. All you have to do is just talk to him. He's there. And we asking God to bless our country. And I'm asking God, if it's still, do something about this rain. and help us all.
Yes.
These are needed times. These are the last days we're going through. Those that believe and trust in God, he will deliver you out of all of it.
Yes, and I wish that some of the families down in Florida can hear some words of comfort like this today as they wait to hear about their friends and family in the rubble of the tower that collapsed in Surfside, Florida on Thursday. There are, so far, I think only 5 deaths have been reported, but there's another 159 people that are missing under that rubble. You know, it's really, really tough for the families. Some of them are just hanging on to hope that, and there are, do you know that there are teams of surgeons waiting to get some of the people from under the rubble, but as and they're just waiting to see if somebody is still alive, and if somebody's alive, they're going to be able to help them immediately on the spot. They're waiting, but they just haven't been able to bring anybody out yet. And so, yeah, as each day goes by, more families are beginning to accept the fact that they may not see their loved ones again. So it's a vigil, but they're still holding out hope that they may be able to have a survivor or two under that rubble. It would be nice for some more survivors to come from that. But that's devastating, unheard of. I mean, we only see this during earthquakes or in a war before. And, you know, they interviewed one guy. He said his grandmother called him and told him on Wednesday, the night before, she said she got startled and woke up. She heard some noise, and she said it was like, sounded like the building was creaking. She heard some strange noises, and she went back to sleep and didn't think about it. But then the next day, and I don't know what happened to her, but then the next day,
the building collapsed.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought about what, you know, there is a warning that God gives us many times.
Yes.
And, you know, I've gotten warnings from things before, but guess what? I brushed it off. I didn't think, I didn't think a big deal about it. And I think some people do respond to it, you know, it's intuition. Some people call it intuition. Sometimes it's God trying to speak to us and tell us something, you know, that something is wrong, something, but you got to listen to God's voice. And he does try to tell us things sometimes, but we have to be able to listen and hear. But it's just heartbreaking, and that is definitely something that we have to pray about.
And then too, let me say that you too, we as people need to pray and do the right thing. And because God, you don't have to holler long for God. God is right here with you right now. He's right by your side. He's right there. It's up to you to want to be with him. I thank God for all of my, all of you children that are out there. God bless you and God keep you. You all made my day across this country. God bless everybody.
And we hope you. And we hope you're safe there, and that the flooding subsides in your basement, missionary.
It has. It's going down. Yeah, but not only my basement, out here on the east side. I'm quite sure. I just trust in the Lord, and the streets is all dry out here already.
Oh, okay.
So I just leave that's too much now. That's something I really leave in the hand of the Lord to take care of anyway. And when you do that, you can't be worried no more when you don't turn it over to the hand of the Lord.
That's right.
It's just like
you're
going to pick up a check. You know you're going to get the check. I turn all my troubles all over in the hand of the Lord and believe in him and forget it. Amen. You better do it if you want it to work for you. I'm a witness.
That's right. That's right. I agree 100% with you, missionary. And I want to share a verse out of Revelation 21:4. And I share this verse because of all the devastation that's going on, the pandemic we're just coming out of slowly but still in slightly, the collapsation of that building in Florida, all these disasters, natural and unnatural. I just want to share this verse with the listening audience because I think it gives peace. Matter of fact, I know it gives peace to all that's going on. And Revelation 21:4 says, "He will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death mm-hmm. will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things will and shall come to pass." And I think that is so relevant right now because we're facing all of this devastation, the flood, the pandemic, buildings collapsing, crime rates are on the high. And like missionaries said, we are living in the last days. So the Bible in Revelation also speaks about these things that we're experiencing about the last days. So I wanted to share that to give comfort to the listening audience and to myself and to all of us on this Sunday morning team, all of us in this doing what we're doing right now. So, you know, I wanted to share that.
Great. Thank you for adding that. And but, you know, Greg is the one that started it off this morning
mm-hmm.
with Proverbs.
Yes, he did.
You know, yes. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not mm-hmm. unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways mm-hmm. acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not mm-hmm. wise in thine own eyes. Fear the mm-hmm. Lord and depart from evil. Thank you.
And it's funny, Michael, because he said that,
scriptures.
And I was thinking about that verse before I thought about this verse. I literally, when he said, I said I was going to share that verse, but that just goes to show we were on the same accord. You know what I'm saying? Because I was literally going to share that verse. I really was.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Greg, you win the award this morning, I tell you.
Yeah.
You were right on target. We needed those words of encouragement this morning with all the things that we have going on. We really appreciate those words of encouragement from mm-hmm. our Sunday morning team member at large, Greg Burkhart. Thank you. All right. We are missionary. Any closing remarks? I see we've got about 2 minutes left.
All I want to say to my audience, to my people, if you take God with you and live right and we continue to pray. And while we are praying, not only for ourselves, let's don't forget to pray for our president and our leaders of our country. God loves us all. Take him with you with your thoughts and your prayers. And I bless everyone in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
God
you all.
Bless you as well.
Those who are listening online, those of you who are listening on the phone, thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to the show with Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday morning team. God bless you. Have a great day today.
God bless you all.
God bless
you. God bless you all.
Came from a good home, but I was in a dark place, and something got a hold of me, something got a hold, it tried to drive me to hell, only thing is I really couldn't tell, I thought it was fun, but really it was foolish, mama tried to tell me, but I was so stupid, I'm just trying to be close enough to how many times I fell on my knees crying out to you, pouring my eyes out, yeah, wishing I can scream and shout, yeah, I'm just trying to be close enough to see how many times I fell on my knees crying out to you, pouring my eyes out, yeah, wishing I can scream and shout. Without you, there's no me without you, oh, I just gotta go.